This conference is being recorded.
Hi, this is Chris Vendilli from ProFromGo.com, and I have another interview for you today. I have Jeff Diedrich on the line, who's been cleaning house and totally kicking butt with his affiliate promotions, and he's kind of single-handedly invented a new technique for affiliate marketers. It seems to be catching on fast, so we're going to talk about that a little bit today, and I wanted to welcome Jeff to the call. So, Jeff, how are you doing today?
This is great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started with internet marketing and all this crazy affiliate marketing stuff?
Yeah, and I'll keep this pretty quick because I know that sometimes people ramble on about their their past, and maybe you've already heard them before, so it's almost like you want to get to the meat of it. So real quickly, I've been involved with owning businesses pretty much my whole life, from college to restaurants, to all the way up through owning fitness clubs, and over 20 years. So I've got a lot of good business experience under my belt, and I have a lot of good marketing. I was in charge of all the advertising and marketing. I totally believe that for anyone that's starting a business, you need to have a firm grasp on advertising and marketing. So I always tell people that they really need to pay attention to that. And you can have the best product in the world, but if you do a bad job marketing it, it's most cases it's not going to do well, or definitely not as well as it could if you had strong marketing behind it. So just real recently, I just caught myself going into my athletic clubs, and instead of, I'd go in my office and pop open my my laptop, and I would be studying internet marketing. I started really doing that. I found out about internet marketing because I wanted to market to my members. We had 4,500 members, and I wanted to, email marketing them and maybe get a website up. So I started dabbling and getting more information, and I just found that more exciting. And at one point, I decided, God, I don't feel like going into work. And at that point, I never felt that before. Always self-employed, so you always love what, or I pretty much always love what I was doing. The feeling was still there after 2 weeks or 3 weeks. At that point, I talked with my business partner and said, I'm out of here. And I sold out my shares to him, and I was gone within, I still consulted. About 4 weeks later, I was gone, but I consulted and helped out everything, taught everyone what I did for maybe another month, 6 weeks, something like that. But yeah, I jumped right online, and I pretty much don't recommend anyone doing that, quitting their job and jumping online. But I really felt that I had just the strong background already in place, so I really wasn't scared about doing it. I was pretty much I went from not being online at all, and all of a sudden I was 100% online, even though I didn't have a product or I didn't even have my first subscriber at that point.
Wow, that's a pretty big move. I remember actually talking to you a little bit about some of the things you're doing offline at a seminar where we first met last year in Wisconsin. I don't know if you recall it, Ross's Internet Marketing Master's Seminar.
Yeah, in Madison.
Right. That was a pretty good seminar. But I think that's a pretty good testament to, what's available online today when you can totally leave behind a very successful offline business. And I guess that goes to show you're kind of a serial entrepreneur, I guess you could say. And I know you mentioned some of the reasons, but were there any other big factors that you weighed when you're, deciding whether or not the time was right for that big move from, your offline, already established and successful business to, the vast unknown that lied ahead on the internet?
The main thing came down to, and I loved the fitness clubs. They were so easy compared to the restaurants. We'd already sold off all the restaurants. Fitness clubs, great environment, great workers, making money. Everything was positive. But we had always tested ads, and we kind of figured out what worked and what didn't. And so for me, it got to a point of, okay, here comes January. I know I got to order, 45,000 postcards, and I need to order these radio ads and these TV ads. And it got to a point where it was all mechanical. I mean, that's ideally what you want to do. You want to figure out what works and what doesn't, eliminate the crap that doesn't work, go with the stuff that works. But it wasn't exciting enough for me. So I really get a charge off of the advertising and the marketing and the new ideas. It's so wide open. Now, that's sometimes also bad because people lose focus and they bounce around and they don't know what to do and there's huge frustrations. But I get a charge off of that. So that is really the major factor. I was just caught myself being bored, and I just wanted a new challenge. It's time to just kick it up and just try something different. So yeah, that was the main reason why. I was just kind of bored.
You got kind of bored. Yeah, I can relate to that. Now, you mentioned that you kind of dove right in without any, I don't mean to go on too far of a tangent here, but you just kind of dove right in without too much prior experience, or I guess you could say a technical background online. So I'd imagine you got pretty comfortable outsourcing a lot of your work.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, because people still, like Liz told me, totally makes fun of me for not knowing how to do anything. And I, whenever someone asks me this, I always say that you need to know about everything. So you need to understand the concepts of copy and how, you know, squeeze pages, you know, flow into sales pages and how the autoresponders are set up. And you need to understand all that stuff. But you don't have to be an expert on it. And because you'll find out you'll waste just a lot of time. Like, say, and I even started making that mistake. You know, I should have. You know, people tend to make the same mistakes, which when we first started our restaurants, we worked open to close, and, you know, we were in the stores all the time. We had a pizza restaurant, and we're totally in the store. Well, what we found out is we were neglecting the outside advertising. So when we started hiring assistant managers and managers, we got out of the stores, and then when we opened, you know, we got up to 5 restaurants. Obviously, you couldn't work at every one. So at that point, we were totally out of the stores. They didn't rely on us. We came up with systems to run everything step by step, and then we could concentrate on the advertising, the marketing, the drive, you know, getting costs down, the stuff that really matters or what really drives the business. Well, you know, I kind of forgot that for a little bit when I first got, you know, online. I started, okay, I'm going to buy Adobe, and I'm going to figure out how to make graphics and all that junk. Well, I'd spend, you know, hours and hours and hours making a graphic that would turn out to be, you know, ugly, that I would never use anyway. So I wasted time and I wasted effort. I would buy the programs and I would still have nothing to show for it. Instead of going to the Warrior Forum where you can get something, sometimes they run specials where, you know, $37, $47, you know, dollars for a header or a complete mini site for $47, $67, whatever, $97. So I just learned to, yeah, really outsource everything. I hired people. I've got an office over in the Ukraine. I've got an office here in the U.S. I live in Wisconsin. I'm more of a project manager. I come up with the ideas, and I really outsource and farm it out to other people to create, you know, because there's no way I could do it. I mean, it would take me – there's no way. I would be still working on my first site if I was trying to program that stuff. So, yeah, you just – and you can get stuff pretty inexpensive overseas sometimes. Or you can – even in the U.S., you can get really good writers and you know, people that are going to work your help desk for, you know, pretty inexpensive. So I definitely recommend if you have the ability, the money to outsource, you're going to be so much happier. You won't get frustrated with, you know, trying to learn crap you don't like doing. Because, yeah, I hate doing graphic junk. So me, yeah, to sit there and do it, it's like a pain. I'd rather, you know, do something else. I'd rather send an email that has a pro do it for, you know, whatever, $97. Exactly. So, yeah, definitely definitely the outsourcing is the main reason for my success, my only reason, because I couldn't do it myself.
I totally agree with you. I actually created a whole section in the members area of Pro From Go about outsourcing, where to find, you know, good partners to work with and how to deal with them, basically, just some basic instructions on how to interact with your outsourcing partners to get things done at a good cost. And I agree totally. And I remember actually hearing Liz tease you a little bit last year saying that you didn't even know how to log into the control panel of your own websites, and that if you forgot your password, you had to email a programmer. I thought that was great because it just shows you, you don't have to go to college and learn how to program in HTML or PHP or any of that nonsense. You can hop online to a site like Elance or Rent-A-Code or whatever it may be, and you know, you can get work done dirt cheap nowadays. So that's one obstacle, hurdle, or even I guess you could call it an excuse that's no longer valid. Now, getting back to our subject at hand, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about some of the new things you've been doing with affiliate marketing. And I wanted to ask you, first of all, when you first started online, how did you decide whether or not you wanted to start off with your own product or get into affiliate marketing? How did you make that determination, and where did you start? Did you start with your own product or ebook or whatever it may be, or did you get right in with affiliate marketing?
Well, I first started off with, at the time, the Google AdWords was on fire. People were making a ton of money putting up sites and everything. And I started going that direction. You know, I would kind of be using my creativity and pick a subject, and I had programmers making the sites, and I was had people, article writers writing, you know, new content, a unique content for it, and, you know, we were starting to ramp up, you know, picking out the domains and all that junk. We were starting to ramp up earnings, but I actually just, same thing, that same feeling, I got up, I'm like, God, I don't really like doing this. It's just, you know, making, okay, I'm going to order, you know, 100 articles, and then I'm going to order 10 domains, and I'm going to order, you know, that just did not get me excited. So I actually had 30 websites, domains already picked out, 30 websites already done, articles, I already sent them the money, and they were, you know, I think they'd already shipped them to me. And I called my program, and I said, stop what we're doing. That's, you know, we're not going to put these up. And it was on that day that I came up with the game plan for my first site. It was that the secret article converter that, if people don't know about it, basically at the time, people needed to get unique content on their on these AdSense-type sites. So it was a tool to help them create unique content out of private label rights articles. So it was, at that point I sat there and I wrote a four-month game plan to launch that first site. This would have been October. So I would have left the gyms in the end of January, 2005 maybe. I was doing the AdSense junk for the few months until October, and I stopped. And then I launched February of 2006 with my secret article converter. So that was my first real product, and within that pre-launch of that, so my first subscriber I think came in during the Christmas promotions of like December, so one of the 117 days of Christmas. So yeah, my first subscriber came in December, you know, a couple months before I launched in third week of February.
Cool. So I have heard time and time again, and I've kind of seen it from my own experience, that you can always seem to build your list the fastest if you have your own product to market, just because you get, you know, affiliates pushing for you and some joint venture partners, and they all help build your list for you, basically. And once you get that little foundation laid where you have some subscribers of your own, you do much better with your affiliate marketing, because then you can work directly with your list, which brings us kind of to my next point. And that's, for the most part, it seems to be what you've been doing lately is you've almost single-handedly changed the way affiliates market their promotions, even when they're working with their own lists, because what I've noticed, I'm one of your subscribers, by the way, if you haven't realized, but I've seen what you've been doing is kind of creating a website just to promote a product as an affiliate. You've been putting, you know, all kinds of cool bonus offers together, and even going as far as to create some graphics and everything for your affiliate promotion pages. And I just wanted to pick your brain on that a bit during this call and see how you came up with that idea and, you know, where you got the inspiration for all this.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I know that when I first, Mike Filsaime rolled out his butterfly thing, and so this would have been right before I launched, and it was my first attempt at, you know, putting together some type of bonus. So, you know, here we are, and I just got my first subscriber in December, and then I think he launched January 31st, maybe. I had a list of, you know, I don't even remember, a couple thousand. That was my first attempt, and I saw that all these bonuses coming out. So I tried to come up with a bonus myself, and it's like, I think I only sold a couple courses, which still at the time, you know, I think I was making $450 a course, so I was happy with $900. But I started seeing that on some of these big promotions, just because everyone's was, you know, promoting the same thing, I'm like, well, I need to come up with a bonus. And then I started figuring out I need to come up with a more of a unique bonus, something maybe more targeted toward what the offer is. So just over time, I've been just trying to get creative, come up with different ideas. And it does seem to definitely help. People, you know, if they're going to get emails from 10 different marketers, well, they might as well get something where they get a bonus. So, yeah, over the course of the last, I would say, a little over a year, I think my first really good bonus that I really put a lot of effort into it was the Stomper. And that, I believe, was maybe October of, what would that have been? October of 2006.
I think that was 2006, yeah.
Yeah. So that was the first time that I kind of really put some effort into my bonus. And at the time, I didn't come up with my own domain name yet. Now I would have been like stomperbonus.com or something like that. But I would have just put it on the back of jeffdietrich.com, you know, /stomper. But I actually planned a two-week promotion. I stopped emailing other offers. I came up with a whole game plan. I actually sat there and went, okay, first I want to find out what people want as a bonus. So I had a page made up where they would actually vote. They'd check. I think they were checking the box that they wanted to receive. And what I kind of did is I knew that I could give, you know, so I rattled off like four different bonuses. And, you know, as it turns out, it was pretty split what people wanted. So I just ended up just saying, okay, I'm just going to give it everything to them, every single, all four things or whatever it was, three things, five things, whatever it was. I just decided I'll give them all of it. So part of it is I think people got to choose what they'd liked. It was interactive. People, you know, voted. They gave me feedback what they wanted. Then when they found out they were getting all of them, then it made everyone happy because no one could get mad, you know, getting what they originally wanted and everything else. Some people did state that, well, I really want two of them, like they were trying to convince me. And that's probably how I can't remember the guy's name. The first email that and I actually gave him credit in one of my follow-up emails to my list saying that, you know, Joe Blow gave me the idea because he really saw the value in two of the bonuses. One of them was like I was given my coders would give people 40 hours of work because Stomper was such a high-priced product and I was going to be making like, you know, I don't even remember, $2,400 or $2,500 per sale. I knew I could give out something good. And people get frustrated on the technical aspect of things. So I said, well, I'll give out my coders. Let them solve problems and help these guys and put up sites or whatever, you know, is their sticking point. Maybe my guys can help them. Then another one, I was meeting them down at a seminar. I'd actually, this first Stomper seminar, I would take them out to eat and answer the questions live and you know, whatever, just go out for drinks afterwards. So some people really like that, you know, people that are more social or they wanted to get to know me or pick my brain at the bar, they were picking that bonus. So I think by adding them all together, that was, I know I cracked the top 10 for affiliates, and that was like the first major huge launch where everyone came out of the woodwork. So, you know, I was happy to be in the top 10. I think even people like Yannick and Joelcom might have been behind me. They might have been maybe 9 and 10, or Yannick was 10 or whatever. So, yeah, I was totally happy to make the top 10. So at that point, I think I realized, well, you know, that's a good little system. I'm going to start, you know, refining that and continuing to do that. And I've kind of copied that from that point on.
Cool. So it sounds like you must have done pretty well with that Stomper launch. And I remember that was a really, really big launch. So getting into the top 10 affiliates on that, it just speaks volumes for your, I guess, your marketing abilities. Now, when you come up with these ideas for your bonuses and, you know, what exactly you're going to offer, do you have any sort of, like, step-by-step checklist or formula that you kind of run through when you're putting together a new offer that someone who's kind of new to this could follow along with? I mean, not even necessarily something that you have jotted down like a checklist, but perhaps maybe you could just run through in your head exactly what you do. Like, say, first of all, I pick a domain name, and, you know, then I choose the bonuses. Like, what system or format do you follow when you're reduplicating this process over and over?
Well, I wish I could say that I do follow a system. Sometimes I just run out of time, and I don't. Here's the ideal. For example, Liz Tomey's got a launch in tomorrow, and I've not come up with a bonus yet. I've talked to her about it. I've been kind of thinking about it, but nothing's clicked yet. So I do not have. I do have a domain picked out. I'd have to go look, liztomeybonus.com maybe. Right now there's not even going to be a page on there because I have not come up with an idea. And obviously with me, I can't make it myself, so I ship it off to the Ukraine and have them do it. So normally what I do is I first put everything I do, I put it up in a calendar. So I've got a big monster, erasable calendar, and every affiliate promotion that I hear about, I put on there. Then So I first kind of jot things down, and if it's a friend, then I kind of, you know, pencil them in almost as if I'm going to do it. Well, the next thing I do is I got to see the product. I'm not going to, you know, send something to my list that just totally sucks that I haven't seen. So I've got to either get the DVDs in person or be able to watch over online or read the PDF or whatever it may be. I need to review it. Then, if it's good, then I go for it and I get the URL, some type of bonus URL or something that people might be searching for. I know that Mike Phil Same, they're coming out with a relaunch of a seven-figure code. I'm not going to say the name. I don't know if he wants that out yet. But I turned around, and because I already knew the product, seven-figure, I think it's just called seven-figure code. I was, you know, at the seminar. Because I knew the product, wham, I got that domain within 5 minutes of getting that email. So I swooped in and got multiple domains, like people that would be searching for the name of it and the word bonus, or Mike Phil Same and then the name of it. So I was getting I think I got a total of five, and usually I only get one or two. I got five this time. So some will be a bonus page, some will be my affiliate redirect. So I do that right away. Then I try to come up with something that's going to be tied into the product itself, and that's not even always the case. You know, it could be the dumbest thing I think I've, and it worked out great. For the Lead Supreme, Dr. Mike and Howie Schwartz had a product that was going to be $4,500. I believe the affiliate commission was $1,500 on it, and it was launching at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I liked the product. I had actually almost bought it at a seminar, a big seminar, like a year earlier, but I never did because I had already purchased a big product, and my rule is to only be working on one big thing at a time, so I wasn't able to get it. So I knew the product, but I just could not come up with a bonus. So here it is. I'm getting ready to go in the office. I'm in the shower, and I'm like, you know, we're talking 6 hours before it launched. I'm like, God, I don't know what to give them. What do people need? I'll just buy them a computer. So I go and I send off an email at like noon maybe saying, hey, I went to Best Buy. I got a computer that cost like $700. I go, hey, I'll just send everyone a computer. And that was the start of that bonus. Because it was a longer rollout, I think that was like a 5-week promotion or 6-week promotion. You know, it started off with the email because I was running out of time. Then I got some sales, wham, right off the bat. And then I started there's different reasons, but I started adding to it, and I started piling on. And I kept giving more and more. So it got up to a point where they were getting a laptop, a computer bag. I was going to meet them at a seminar. We had a private session in the morning of one of the seminars where I met with Dr. Mike and Howie Schwartz, where they could personally get all their questions answered. I, you know, by meeting them at the seminar the night before, I took them out to eat. We stuck around for drinks. We ended up being out to like, I don't know, some ridiculous 2 in the morning. The next morning we got up for breakfast, which was a big mistake now, you know, after looking back, like staying up till 2 and having to get up at 7 or whatever it was. I took them out for breakfast then. We threw on some additional calls we've got to do. So I piled it on throughout the contest, and the contest was the main prize. It was the biggest I'd ever heard of. It was cash. It was $25,000 in cash. And I was actually leading at different times, and at the very end, Sean Casey, I was actually, I think, leading within 24 hours even in the last day, and Sean Casey overtook me at the end and won. So I still got, you know, 7,500. I was very happy with that, but I would have been much happier with that 25,000. So that was just a perfect example where I just kind of winged it too. I mean, you can plan these things out, or you can just do a last-minute thing. Now, at some point tonight, I got to sit down and figure out Liz's bonus, so it'll definitely be within probably about 12 hours of her launch. I'll finally figure it out, and then I might get a page to my guys, so it might come a day late. So, you don't have to overthink some of these. It's maybe good that you do think of it, but, yeah, sometimes, you know, you just got to be, you know, if it doesn't fit, you know, because a laptop doesn't really, I mean, people love laptops, but it didn't really fit with, you know, lead generation that the product is all about. But it worked out pretty well. Maybe some of the other bonuses were more targeted. You know, they can meet Howie and Dr. Mike and, you know, meet me and get questions answered. But to start with, there was, you know, really not even a targeted promotion, but it worked out very well.
Jeff, you make it sound so easy. I mean, 6 hours before launch, you come up with this crazy idea to give people laptops. I mean, who would have thought that someone would want a laptop? I guess it worked out pretty well for you.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Now, I don't think I'm the first person to really call it this, but I haven't really heard it anywhere else. And I've kind of thought of this method, I've kind of coined the phrase incentivizing your subscribers into buying through your affiliate link. And that's actually what I call it in the members area. And I talk about this method a little bit, but you seem to be the master of it. And just out of curiosity, I know people are always inspired by stories of success. I was wondering if you'd mind sharing some details or highlights of your number one most successful promotion. I know you mentioned Stomper and Lead Supreme both did well for you, but all in all, which one was your number one promotion that did the absolute best for you using this incentivizing method that we're talking about here?
I would say the Stomper and both the Lead Supreme, if you're talking dollar-wise. That was, oh boy. I know that I sold, what did I sell? I sold, for Stomper, I probably sold over, over $200,000 worth of product, but with Stomper, because it's so, it was so intensive on their end, for work, they gave 25%. So in that case, I made about $50,000 with the Lead Supreme. I sold over about $100,000 worth of product, and I think that was maybe 30% commissions. Because some of them was $4,500. If people were on a list to buy early, I think they got it for $4,000. So it might have been a 33%, or I don't even know what it worked out to be, plus with the affiliate prize, that might have been $40,000. So those were definitely my two, as far as I know, those were the two biggest, you know, money earners, either total sales or commissions. Some of the other ones I just like, just because I can beat people, you know, whenever I can beat like Phil Same or Ambrose or people like that, I just enjoy it. You know, that's one thing that people don't realize, and I always state that these affiliate contests are so important, because if I've got three things in a week to possibly push, and they're all good products, and I make all about the same amount of money, and they're all maybe targeted, you know, similar, my list would buy them, so I'd make about the same amount. Well, the one with the affiliate contest, that's usually going to win out, and not only will it get me to promote, but usually affiliate contest, if they do a good job on the follow-up, some people lately have really sucked on following up, giving people, you know, an update on where the affiliate standings are within a 7-day contest. There was one guy recently that did one update within the first 24 hours, and I never even heard, I don't even think I heard how the contest ended. Then he took down the JV blogs, like it disappeared. And another guy updated twice, and then they did the final thing. It's the JV contest that update every day are the best. I try to do that myself because I'll see, you know, everyone wants to win. So if all of a sudden I see that I'm, you know, coming up on a certain marketer, like if Liz is one place in front of me, I will for sure send out again just to beat her. And she'll do the same thing just to beat me. I mean, we send emails back and forth saying, you suck, I'm going to kick your butt. You know, just totally childish, but we'll do that. And we'll send out, so the marketer who owns the product, by just giving us some feedback, they might be doubling their sales from us just because we're going to be sending out, instead of maybe once, we're going to be sending out twice or three times. So it makes a huge difference.
Wow. So just from running your own, just from being such a powerful affiliate on your own, you've also got a lot of insider's insight into how a good affiliate contest should be run. So can we go off on a little tangent for a second and talk about that?
Because, oh, yeah.
A lot of the members here at Pro From Go are also, not only are they going to want to affiliate market to their, you know, their list and on the back end of their product, but they're also going to be, what we're showing people how to do is set up their own product in the first place. So can you give us some tips for running a good, successful affiliate contest from your
experience as an affiliate? Yeah, I would say, and I didn't make this idea up. I stumbled upon it, but then Gina Gaudio Graves, she's a joint venture broker. She doesn't do much anymore. She does doesn't take on many clients, if any, anymore. But what she does is she requires, when she would take on a client, she would require them to have two different promotions. One, obviously, a promotion for the product, but then have a totally separate promotion and theme to the whole joint venture, you know, getting the partners and the contest and all that stuff. So that makes a total difference. I've got a site that's launching in a couple of weeks, and I've got a whole theme that, you know, if you're just a member, you'd never see it because it's, you know, the site has nothing to do with St. Patrick's Day or anything like that. There's no even green, I don't think, on any of the logos or the headers or anything. But the whole joint venture contest is all around St. Patrick's Day because we're launching on Monday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. I've got a JV invite page that's set up that's got total St. Patrick's Day themes and just the images. I went to iStockPhoto.com and got a ton of things like that. So it invites them into that page, and it explains all the details and the promotion and the prizes. And we're doing pre-launch prizes. We're doing prizes for a seven-day contest. Oftentimes, 14 days seems to be a little too long, I've noticed. Either just I burn out myself when I'm trying to, you know, I've got to promote for 2 weeks. It's kind of tougher on smaller items. If it's a bigger item, you can justify it. But a smaller item, price-wise, I would recommend a seven-day contest. And then a lot of people lately are doing mini contests, so like unannounced. They'll say, okay, for Wednesday, you know, say day three and four, from Wednesday at noon until Thursday at noon, the person that sells the most orders will get, you know, so a totally unannounced bonus. I can't remember who the first person was that did that, but those have been popping up big time in the last 6 months. They'll even do now during the pre-launch. They'll say the people that send the most leads, you know, they'll have a pre-launch contest. Right now, Keith Wellman's doing one where he's got preset amounts. If you send so many leads, opt-in leads during his pre-launch, you get certain prizes. He's got one for like 1,500, one for 1,000, one for I might have it off 800, one for 300. Something like that, where you're getting prizes if you get up to those, because he wants those leads. He wants to get them in the funnel. He wants to market his high-ticket item, so he's willing to give out all these prize money or prizes beforehand. But then people will also spike one of those days. Okay, whoever sends the most leads on the fifth day, that, you know, 3 days before we launch, will get this bonus. So, yeah, a lot of people have been doing that. And then my JV invite page gives them all the details and gets them excited, hopefully, to want to promote. I'm sending off postcards that have me in a stupid leprechaun hat. I'm creating a JV blog that's, again, themed for St. Patrick's Day. I've already got some crazy decorations. I've got a stupid green Afro wig. I've got the shamrock glasses, the beads. I've got all this stuff planned out for these videos. So I'll be doing not only daily updates on during the seven-day contest, but I'll also be doing video updates. I think on my hidden sales project, I missed some days. We just got too busy, or then I don't get the video done in time to be sent to my people to put it on the page. So I might have only done 3 or 4 video updates, but I constantly, you know, every 24 hours, I would show them people, you know, what place they were. And then I'd even I'd send out emails. I'd update the blog. I'd send out emails to the complete list of every affiliate that opted in. Let's see, what else? I'm sending off packages. I've got for my hidden sales project, the whole theme was around New Orleans. They were going to get a New Orleans party, so it was all Mardi Gras colors and themes. And my top 40 people that I was trying to get on board, I sent them a Federal Express box that had all these Mardi Gras beads and feathered masks and confetti. So when they opened it up, all the confetti fell all over their desk, along with obviously a some type of call to action or the piece of paper saying, hey, you need to get on board this launch. So we're doing the same thing with this this St. Patrick's Day theme where I bought, I think we bought 30 shirts. So we're doing little shot glasses and St. Patrick's Day T-shirt, and I don't remember what else we're putting in there, but the same thing, we'll have a call to action inside that container we send out. So we'll do the postcards to everyone, 250-plus people, and then we'll do the boxes. And then we were going to follow up with another postcard, but we decided not to do that. We'll just follow up a normal email route, and then we'll be driving people. After they sign up on the invite page, we'll be driving them back to that blog, giving them updates, giving them samples, emails to use, and then, of course, we're making it fun, the smack talk, that whole idea where I said, you know, Liz and I rip on each other. Well, we did that in one of her promotions. I had won, like, 3 months in a row her affiliate contest that she had, and the product before I totally rocked on. I mean, I just sold a ton. Well, she said, well, you know, let's make it fun, and let's have me lipping off that I was going to kick everybody's butt, you know, having fun that way. Well, that kind of backfired on me because a couple bigger name affiliates, you know, they got all excited, and they ended up beating me. So I ended up, you know, it was very successful for Liz because we were interactive. I was even calling in. She had like a smack talk line where you could call into an 800 number. I was calling in under different voices and talking smack to people. So we had a lot of fun, made it interactive. So we're doing something similar where it's going to be almost like a mini blog within the blog where people can just talk smack in one box. And it'll be almost like you'll be able to see the person's name and then their response. And then I'll be, you know, I'll be my name and then my response. It'll be going back and forth, and hopefully that is being kind of fun and interactive. It'll drive people back to the blog to see, again, what place they're in or who's ahead of them or whatever it may be. I'm keeping their interest. I'm going to be – it's a great excuse to keep emailing your affiliates. You can't just email them every day and say, hey, send out. You know, why not – you know, say, hey, here's the top 10 people. So-and-so has just entered the top 10. So-and-so has dropped out of the top 10. It's just a good excuse to, you know, be in front of your affiliates and a reason to email them and a reason to, you know, get them excited to hopefully mail out more.
That smack talk idea sounds really cool, almost like the MBA meets internet marketing. I love that. I think you gave me that,
yep.
a cool little pointer I'm going to have to use in the future. I don't mean to shift gears on you too much, but you've already given me a lot more than I could ask for as far as a sneak peek behind the scenes at how to run a successful affiliate contest of your own. But just to get back to the affiliate marketing you've been doing with your own list and offering the bonuses and everything, have you found that you're becoming pretty much well-known for offering good bonuses, so people are kind of signing up just to see what you're offering for certain products?
That I'm not really sure on that. The one thing that I don't do is I actually do a pretty crappy job on growing my list throughout the year. I'm falling into the trap where I'll have a launch and I'll get a bunch of subscribers that way. And then over time, your lists just, they drop off. People get bored with internet marketing, or they get frustrated, or they change email addresses and they don't check, you know, their old email address anymore. So your lists get old over time, and it gets a lot older. It ages a lot quicker than you would think. Well, I've not even had a good viral-type promotion. Secret Paid Spy would have been, boy, August of 2006. So that was the last time I did a really good promotion where I gained like 10,000, 12,000 subscribers, whatever it was. It was a free butterfly type site with the typical upsell, one-time offer. That did really well. That was my goal of that site. I got my name out there and I got a ton of subscribers. And that's really when I started kicking butt. You know, that was in August, I think, of, and then a couple months later led right into the Stomper promotion. Well, since then, I've not done a good job on getting my list, like bringing in new people. The few people I do get are from the old sites that I have going on, or some of the free giveaways I have in some of my viral ebooks out there. But I don't have a good system. I mean, I don't even run AdWords. So for the people that are listening, I would suggest you have a constant system to add more people to your list. You know, it might be just purchasing AdWords, and then obviously you've got to track to make sure that the list that you're creating is buying, you know, enough products from you to make money. Now, they might not buy it right away. If you're getting the opt-in, you might be losing money, you know, in the first month. But if those people are staying on your list over time, then possibly you break even on month two, then month three, four, five, six, then that's where all your money's been made. So don't think short term when I say buy leads or, you know, pay for ads that are driving people in your list. That's something I should be doing. I've not been doing it. That is actually a mistake of mine. But when you're thinking of promotions or ebooks or viral marketing or whatever it may be, always make sure you've got some way to capture subscribers in a constant basis. I mean, I just do a really horrible job, and that's why my next product is totally focused on building that list up again. I mean, it'll be, you know, almost a year and three-fourths between you know, really building a good list again. So I'm looking forward to having a bunch of fresh new people on my list, and so I really don't know if I'm, you know, famous for these people are getting used to my offers, because I'm not adding enough people new to my list. So yeah, I really don't even know the correct answer there, but I do know that I'm not doing a good job, you know, getting new people on my list. I can do a lot better job.
Well, I don't think there's any final way to say, okay, I'm getting enough new leads. There's never enough. You always want more and more. It's never enough. Now, I'm kind of surprised that you don't have fresh leads coming in on a regular basis. I know that once you have sites up and squeeze pages in place, they're always going to slowly trickle in. But have you noticed that this method of promoting affiliate products causes your existing subscribers who have been with you for some time to be a little bit more responsive and receptive to multiple offers, since you're not just hammering them with, you know, hey, go buy this, hey, go buy this. You're saying, if you'd like to buy this, I'm going to throw in, you know, bonus A, bonus B, and bonus C. Have you noticed that they're more responsive and receptive to your marketing since you're doing it a little bit different than everyone else?
That's also tough. I do know that I see some of the same names of people showing up and getting bonuses for different products. So they're, you know, subscribers, and all of a sudden I see them show up, they buy this product through me, and then all of a sudden I see them buy this product. So I'm seeing the same people ordering through me to get bonuses. And every once in a while it's kind of weird. I'll see like some bigger name people ordering through me, and maybe, I don't know if it's to get the bonus or not. You know, we of course send it off to them, or if they just randomly pick someone to order it through because they wanted to see it themselves before they you know, promote it themselves, or if they really want it for their business. But yeah, I definitely see the same names showing up oftentimes for, you know, every month maybe, or every 2 months buying a new product. So I must be building some type of rapport, them liking my bonuses or paying attention to my emails. And, you know, if they like that, then they're going to be receptive when that next email comes. If I say, for example, tomorrow I finally figure out what I'm going to give for Liz's bonus, they're going to be looking for it because they know that for certain products, you know, I am going to have a bonus. So, I'm I don't have any hard research on this because I do a crappy job tracking stuff, but my gut instinct is I get enough emails from people asking, like, hey, are you going to give a bonus for this product or this product? So there are people that are waiting or looking for my email before they decide on buying a product, because they want to maybe get my bonus if it's you know, something that they want.
I think just the simple fact that you're seeing repeat customers on your affiliate promotions, like, for example, the same guy buying, you know, multiple products through you, that's just proof in itself that people are more receptive to your promotions, and they're buying up everything you have to offer because you're putting together some really cool bonuses. Now, someone who's brand new to affiliate marketing, someone who doesn't have any experience whatsoever, do you have any golden nuggets to really help them get over that obstacle of earning their first dollar in commissions and kind of get an idea of something they can build upon?
I know that things really happen when you have a list. You know, because a couple different times I tried the Google AdWords and selling stuff. Now I never had much success with it. I'm not good with the details and the tracking and stuff like that. So, and it, plus it bores me. So now I might only buy something like that when I'm in the middle of giving out a bonus. But it's really, for me, it's so important to build a list. You know, whatever, you know, niche you're in. So for example, if you're in like the dog niche, well, you almost need to come up with a product, and it doesn't have to be a paid product. It can be just you going out and interviewing the 8 top dog trainers in the world. And people just have to, they'll get it totally for free. All they have to do is give you their email address. And then you can, you know, do Google AdWords on that. You can write articles and drive people back to that. You can do, you know, a lot of different things. You can do, you know, the Web 2.0 social marketing, drive people back to that opt-in page. You can give your CDs that you interviewing these people away to other dog places and forums and whatever it may be. You can do a lot of stuff to drive people into that list, that opt-in lead capture, name capture list. Then you can market to them from that point on. You can create products yourself to sell them. You could just sell them affiliate products. So if someone's just out there wanting to get started, I would definitely say first pick a niche that you really enjoy. You know, I'm sure people make tons of money in things that they don't enjoy, but with me, it really hinges on, do I enjoy what I'm doing? Because I get bored and I want to quit. So if you're like me, then pick something that you really enjoy. If you hate dogs, well, don't be doing stuff with dogs. Pick something you love. If it's, you know, whatever, snow skiing, snowboarding, whatever it may be, then, you know, because then you're going to want to be calling the experts in snowboarding, and you're going to want to be, you know, contacting people that have all these great sites showing the best, you know, slopes to be on and info on skiing trips, and, you know, you're going to be excited to do it, and it's just going to come to you because they're going to feel the excitement. You're going to have that whole attraction factor going on where they know that you love it and you can talk their language, and things just roll after that. When you're in love with something, it'll just come to you. So I would just say everything you do, I personally would focus around getting a list first, and then affiliate sales will come after that.
That's a great way to get your foot in the door and get started, and that's some good advice. Is, you know, pick something that you enjoy, you know, doing, because if it turns out well for you, you know, it's going to be more fun to build upon that foundation that you start when you pick a niche that's enjoyable.
If you love golf, well, you know, God, you know, you want to be talking to these golfers. You want to be talking to, you go to these golf courses. You want to go to tournaments. You want, you know, that stuff's going to get you excited. If you're interviewing all these top golf instructors from the top, you know, resorts around the country, and, it, you know, that you're going to love it. You're going to love promoting that product and getting your name out there and getting leads. And, you know, if I had to promote stuff for cats, you know, I wouldn't want to do that. You know, I like cats, but I'm not a big cat lover. So, yeah, I wouldn't even want to get up in the morning and do that kind of stuff. But internet marketing, no, that I like. I mean, I love doing that kind of stuff. I get excited about getting up in the morning and, you know, working on internet marketing. So, just like you said, it's all comes down to what you love.
Man.
And
I just said it's fun.
Oh, yeah. That makes a big difference.
Absolutely. And it comes more natural when you pick something that you enjoy doing. I mean,
not only
as far as, like, when you're doing an interview or doing some promotions, but, you know, just when someone asks you, like, hey, what do you do? If it's something you enjoy, you're going to have a lot easier time talking about it. When you can talk about something naturally, that's when you can probably sell it a lot more naturally as well.
Definitely.
Okay, well, I want to thank you very, very much for doing this interview with me today. I think it turned out fantastic. And I want to give you a chance to mention whatever current or future projects you have coming up. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, yeah. I'd kind of hinted on it or started talking about the whole St. Patrick's Day theme. The site's called Viral Ebook Explosion. Obviously, depending on when people listen to this, it's probably already live. But it's a really good site. You can go there for free. Now, my whole concept of sites is in a business, you got to have one I believe you have to have one theme or one idea, one reason to create the site or the product. In this case, I had already talked about it. I want to build a list. So everything that is in this site is a kind of a viral component to not only help me build my list, but it's going to help other people to, you know, hopefully get their first affiliate dollars. So you can go in there, you get all these ebooks that you can quickly, with just a few clicks, you can brand these PDFs with your affiliate links, and then you're free to give these out all over the web. We give you directories where you can pass them out in. You can some of these free giveaway sites, you can enter those. You can, there's just tons of tools you can use to drive people back to my site. Then for the one-time offer, you're able to create opt-in pages. So, you know, if you want to build a, we just talked about building a list. Well, it's my, I have to say, my thing is perfect. You don't need domain names. You, all you need is like a AWeber account or GetResponse account that they're going to be, you know, kind of hosting your names, holding your names, and doing the actual emailing. But you'll just pull the code from there. You'd put it, and you'll make a complete opt-in page with graphics, and you can edit it, and you can just choose different templates and all these different things. You can make the download pages. There's additional upsells where you can make just a ton of different things, product review pages and video pages and audio pages. So it's just an overall way to, for people to become, you know, create this viral page, you know, these viral pages, because they can brand all these different pages with their links and their banners, and add in, you know, bonus box, free giveaway boxes that's branded with their links. They can create lists. They can, you know, get their PDFs, viral PDFs out all over the place. Just a really great site that I'm pretty excited about, and people are really going to be blown away when they see how inexpensive it is. So, yeah, that's going to be, well, as people listen to this, though, it's all, it might already be launched, but it's going to be March 17th of 2008.
That's something I'll be looking forward to as well, and it's at viralebookexplosion.com, right?
Right, correct.
Cool. All right, we'll have to keep our eyes peeled for that. And thanks again. Any last words of wisdom coming to mind for our up-and-coming affiliate marketers?
No, I mean, we hit on a lot of good stuff. You know, pick what you love. Another thing is come up with a game plan. People bounce around too much. They get frustrated. You know, figure out what you love, what gets you excited, and then come up with that idea, like I said, that one idea. You know, I want to do this because I want to build a list. I want to do, you know, whatever it may be. Come up with a game plan. I always tell people to put stuff down on a calendar. You know, if you are going to make us get a squeeze page made, either yourself or have someone do it, well, put it down on a date. You know, I'm going to get this done April 1st. Then figure out all the steps you need to do before then. Okay, I need to outsource, find an outsource person, a webmaster. I need to get a domain. I need to buy hosting, whatever it may be, all those steps. Then write it down on your calendar, and then just, you know, whatever, an hour a day, half an hour a day, just start banging through that list. Before you know it, bam, that date will come and you'll have that opt-in page up. You'll be running ads or doing whatever to drive people to it. And then that just builds on it. When you see that you did it, then your next product is going to be a little bigger and a little better. And, you're never going to hit it out of the park and make $1 million in your first product. You got to first get your first web page up, and you got to make your first dollar. Then it all kind of snowballs from there. Before you know it, you're outsourcing everything, and you've got 5 people working for you, 6 people, whatever it is, and you're just pumping out these products like it's no, you know, nothing at all. But yeah, if you look at any marketer out there, they started with that first product, and more than likely it wasn't a big success, but it was a start. And then they built on it and built on it and built on it. So yeah, I just suggest anyone that's out there just figure out what you love and then focus, write it down, and take action to make that first site or to make that first product or to really just do that first step and take action.
Okay, Jeff, thanks. That's some great last-minute advice, and I just wanted to throw in my 2 cents and say I think it's important you choose who you listen to wisely. And Jeff Diedrich, affiliate marketing expert, you heard it from his mouth directly. He's done pretty well. He's had a few promotions that resulted in overall commissions equaling what a lot of people earn in a whole year, and he's made it so simple that anyone can kind of duplicate his success. So thanks a lot for your interview, and I hope I look forward to keeping in touch with you in the future.
Well, thanks for having me here, and I'd like to thank you again for passing this information on to all your listeners.
Okay, Jeff, thanks.
All right, see ya.